From the gripping saga of Star Wars to the ancient wisdom of Stoic philosophy, the tale of Anakin Skywalker's downfall is a stark reminder of the perils of emotional attachment. Imagine loving someone so deeply that you'd risk everything, even your very soul, to prevent losing them. This was the story of Anakin Skywalker, who turned to the dark side in a desperate attempt to save his beloved Padme. But what happens when our deepest fears become reality? When the very thing we cling to slips through our fingers? Although extreme, Anakin's fear of loss is a fear many people share. And oftentimes we go to great lengths to keep the people or the things we love present in our lives. This isn't just a tale from a galaxy far, far away. It's a profound human dilemma that echoes through the teachings of Stoicism. Today, diving into the depths of human attachment and loss, we delve into the teachings of Stoicism, examining how its principles can be applied as practical steps outlined for detaching from people and situations. So, I encourage you to stay with us till the end and take note of every step as an actionable wisdom guide to help you navigate the often turbulent waters of human relationships and emotions. 1. Step away from that person for a while. Sometimes the wisest action is to create distance, not to create a void, but to gain clarity. Picture this. You're in a vibrant party. The music's loud, people are talking, and amidst this you're trying to understand a friend's whisper. Hard, isn't it? That's what it's like when we're too close to a person or situation. Our emotions, like the party noise, drown out clarity. Stepping back is like stepping out of the party into a quieter space, where you can hear and think clearly. Seneca, with his profound insight, once said, "As often as you sojourn, return to yourself." This isn't just about physical space, it's about mental and emotional space too. When feelings cloud our vision, a step back helps us observe them, like watching clouds drift across the sky, understanding they're separate from us. This detachment isn't coldness, it's a way to observe the situation and our reactions to it objectively. It's about seeing the chessboard, not just the chess piece you're holding. To apply this today, you don't need a villa in the countryside like the ancient Stoics. It can be as simple as turning off your phone for an hour, taking a walk, or just sitting quietly in a room. The goal is to find a space where your thoughts aren't drowned out by the constant buzz of life. It's in these quiet moments that we find the strength to make decisions not based on immediate emotions, but on reasoned thought and inner wisdom. This step back is your power move, your space to breathe and see beyond the fog of the immediate. Step 2. Consider the rationality of distancing yourself. Choosing to distance yourself from someone isn't a decision made in haste. It's a thoughtful process, echoing the rationality and virtue Stoicism values. Picture your life as a journey on a boat. The people in your life are like the winds and currents. Some help you sail smoothly, while others might lead you into choppy waters. Here's where you, as the captain, need to decide which winds to harness and which storms to avoid. This decision is not about avoidance. It's about steering your life in a direction that aligns with your values and well-being. Epictetus, a Stoic who transformed his life from slavery to wisdom, often stressed the importance of choosing associations that align with our inner freedom. His life teaches us a valuable lesson. Not all who wander into our lives bring light. Some cast shadows that can dim our own shine. Reflect on your relationships as if they were mirrors. What do they reflect back to you? Joy, growth and understanding, or doubt, discomfort and dismay? Choosing to distance is not an act of abandonment. It's a deliberate choice towards self-preservation and moral integrity. Stoicism isn't about cold logic. It's about warm wisdom. It asks us to consider, does this person add to my life like a harmonious melody or disrupt it like a discordant note? As you ponder this, remember the words of Epictetus. We are not disturbed by what happens to us, but by our thoughts about what happens. It's not just about the person, but your perception of their impact on your life. Are they a chapter in your story that encourages your growth, or a footnote that distracts from your journey? Ultimately, the decision to distance yourself is about creating a life story that you're proud to narrate. It's about being true to yourself, your values, and your journey. Stoicism teaches us to embrace relationships that enrich our narrative and gently let go of those that don't. It's about crafting a life where every person and experience is a deliberate, thoughtful addition to the tapestry of your existence. Step 3. Have a chat with someone you can rely on. When the world feels like a jigsaw puzzle and you're struggling to fit the pieces together, it's time to reach out. Stoicism, while it champions inner strength, also values the power of connection. Talking to someone we trust is like finding an anchor in choppy seas. It's not about offloading our problems, but about gaining clarity and perspective. Think of it as having a co-navigator in the journey of life. Someone who helps you map out the terrain when your own compass feels a bit off. Seneca, with his deep understanding of human nature, recognized the power of shared wisdom. He compared a friend to a mirror, reflecting back not just our image, but our innermost truths. This reflection isn't just about seeing ourselves clearly, it's about understanding our path. When you open up to someone, you're not just sharing words. You're inviting them into your inner world, offering a glimpse of your thoughts and emotions. This sharing creates a space of mutual understanding and support, where insights are exchanged, not just sympathies. Choose your confidant wisely, someone who embodies the values you aspire towards. This person becomes your sounding board, helping you navigate through your thoughts and feelings. They don't have to fix your problems. Sometimes, just having them listen is enough. Their presence is a reminder that you're not alone on this journey. As you share your thoughts, you might find pieces of wisdom in their responses, little nuggets of truth that help you see things differently. Stoicism teaches us that life's challenges are best met with a calm mind and a supportive community. Your chosen confidant is part of this community. A testament to the idea that strength often comes from togetherness. Remember, detaching from a person or situation doesn't mean detaching from all human connections. In fact, it's these very connections that provide the strength and perspective needed to navigate life's complex tapestry. Your conversations with this trusted individual are more than just chats. They are bridges to understanding, pathways to clarity, and anchors in the ever-changing seas of life. Step 4. Establish limits for your feelings. Mastering our emotional landscape is like being the captain of a ship sailing through a storm. The waves are our feelings, powerful and sometimes overwhelming. Stoicism doesn't teach us to avoid these waves, but to navigate them with skill and wisdom. It's about knowing when to let the waves carry us and when to steer our ship firmly. Our feelings are natural, yet without setting limits, they can sweep us away from our chosen path. The trick is to experience these waves without letting them capsize our boat. Epictetus, with his profound understanding of the human soul, reminds us that we are not troubled by things, but by the view which we take of them. This perspective is key to establishing emotional boundaries. It's like having a gatekeeper in our minds, one who acknowledges every visitor, that is, our feelings, but doesn't let every one of them take over the house, which is our inner peace. For instance, when anger knocks, We recognize it, understand its cause, but don't let it sit at our table and dictate our actions. It's about having a conversation with our emotions, understanding their place, and gently guiding them to where they don't overshadow our reason. Practically speaking, setting limits could mean giving yourself a time limit to feel a certain way. Say, for the next hour, I'll allow myself to feel upset about this, and then I'll focus on solutions. It's not about denying feelings, but managing their influence. It's a balancing act, like a tightrope walker who acknowledges the height, but focuses on the rope. By doing this, we honor our feelings without becoming their slaves. We feel, we understand, and then we gently guide ourselves back to a place of balance and rationality. This process isn't about suppression, it's about moderation, like adding just the right amount of sugar to your tea, enough to taste, but not so much that it overwhelms. Step 5. Thoughtfully consider the potential consequences of distancing yourself. When you stand at the crossroads of detachment, take a moment to look down each path. Stoicism isn't about impulsive decisions. It's about thoughtful consideration. Imagine each road as a possible future, each turn a different outcome. What lies down the path of distancing? Will it bring peace, growth, and a stronger sense of self? Or will it leave a trail of regret and missed opportunities? This foresight isn't about predicting the future with certainty. It's about preparing for it with wisdom. Marcus Aurelius, a man who balanced the weight of an empire, once mused, "Look back over the past, with its changing empires that rose and fell, and you can foresee the future too." His words echo the Stoic practice of reflecting on past experiences to inform future decisions. Think about times you've distanced yourself before. What were the outcomes? Did the space bring clarity and peace, or did it lead to isolation and regret? Use these reflections as a guide, a way to learn from the past to navigate the future. Finally, consider the impact of your decision on others. Stoicism teaches us to balance our needs with the greater good. In detaching, are you fostering your growth and contributing positively to the lives of others? Or are you potentially causing harm or misunderstanding? This step isn't just about self-interest. It's about harmonizing your well-being with the world around you. It's like being mindful of your footsteps in a garden, ensuring they nurture growth rather than trample the flowers. Detachment, in the Stoic sense, is an act of wisdom, a carefully weighed decision that considers not only the self, but the interconnected web of relationships in which we all exist. Step 6. Give yourself a break from social media. Picture your mind as a serene lake. Now imagine social media as raindrops, constantly disturbing its calm surface. These droplets are the endless updates, notifications, and comparisons that infiltrate our peace. Stoicism, a philosophy that thrived long before the digital age, still offers timeless wisdom for managing such disturbances. Seneca, who mused on life's brevity, would likely see social media as one of modern life's many unnecessary distractions. He once wisely noted, "Life is long if you know how to use it." This step of detachment, then, is about reclaiming our time and attention, about choosing where to focus our precious energy. In the world of social media, our attention is the commodity everyone wants. By stepping back, we're not just avoiding a digital deluge. We're giving our minds the space to breathe, to think, to be. It's akin to closing the curtains on a bustling street outside your window. The noise, the hustle, the constant movement, it's all still there. But for a moment, it's not your concern. You're in your quiet room with space to reflect, to understand, to grow. This break from social media isn't an act of escape, but an exercise in self-care. It's about discerning what enriches us and what drains us. As you take this break, observe the change in your mental landscape. Do you feel calmer, more present, more aware of your own thoughts and feelings? This awareness is the heart of Stoicism, understanding what we can control and letting go of what we cannot. It's about recognizing that while we cannot stop the rain, we can choose to step under a shelter and enjoy the sound of the droplets without getting drenched. Taking a break from social media in today's world might feel like stepping off a fast-moving train. It's quiet, still, but in this stillness lies clarity. As you embark on this social media hiatus, remember Seneca's words and use this time wisely. Read a book, take a walk, write in a journal. Engage in activities that nourish your soul, not just pass the time. This break is your time to reconnect with yourself. It's your moment to remember who you are in the quiet, away from the crowd. Final step, focus deliberately on your fundamental needs. In this final stride on the path of detachment, turn your attention inward to the core of your being. Here lies the essence of Stoicism, focusing on what truly matters for your inner growth and well-being. It's about stripping away the non-essential, the noise, the fluff, and honing in on what nourishes your soul. This isn't about material needs. It's far deeper. It's about emotional sustenance, moral integrity, and personal growth. Think of your life as a garden. What does it need to thrive? Sunlight, water, care. These are the essentials. Similarly, identify what is essential for your emotional and spiritual growth and focus on nurturing these aspects. Epictetus, born into hardship, understood the importance of focusing on what truly matters. His teachings highlight the power of discernment, separating the wheat from the chaff in our lives. Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants. Apply this wisdom to your emotional landscape. It's about knowing what you need to feel fulfilled, stable, and at peace. It's recognizing that sometimes less is more. In a world of endless choices and distractions, it's about finding contentment in simplicity and depth. Practically, this means taking time to reflect on what brings you genuine happiness and peace. Is it quiet time alone, meaningful conversations with friends, engaging in a hobby? Identify these core needs and make them a priority. It's like packing for a journey. Bring only what is essential, what adds value to your journey. This deliberate focus helps in detaching from the unnecessary, from people and situations that don't align with your fundamental needs. By centering your life around these needs, you create a foundation of stability and contentment. This isn't a one-time task, but an ongoing process, a constant return to what truly matters. As you journey through life, keep revisiting your fundamental needs, adjusting and realigning as you grow and evolve. This focus is your compass, guiding you through life's complexities with clarity and purpose. It's about living intentionally, not just existing. And in this intentional living, you find the essence of Stoicism, a life lived with purpose, wisdom, and inner peace. In embarking upon the path of disengagement from the entanglements of people and situations, we find a reservoir of profound insights and practical advice within the teachings of Stoicism. This philosophy invites us to momentarily step back, to weigh the reason behind our distancing, to engage in transparent dialogue, to set boundaries around our emotional responses, to ponder the repercussions of our actions, to take respite from the bombardments of external influences like social media, and to concentrate on our core necessities. Such actions are in harmony with the Stoic virtues. Stoicism, with its enduring sagacity, enlightens us that detachment is not akin to emotional numbness. Rather, it is the attainment of a serene and resilient inner state as we meander through the intricacies of human connections and the trials of existence. The tenets of Stoicism shine as a lighthouse of inspiration, steering us towards a life enriched with virtue, wisdom, and emotional fortitude. We welcome your thoughts in the comments. Which step resonates with you, or which one are you inclined to try? If you found value in this video, we encourage you to express your appreciation by liking it. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't yet, share with those you hold dear, and ring the notification bell to be among the first to savor our freshly baked Stoic wisdom videos.